everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
He is the fourth president of Oral Roberts University, a noted Bible teacher, and host of his own weekly television program, World Impact with Billy Wilson, inspiring and empowering its viewers from a biblical worldview and reaching 170 nations and in five languages and counting. His list of credentials are astounding, but that's not why Testimony reached out to talk to my next guest. It's his passion for the gospel of Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit on a global level and to every nation and generation. A renowned speaker and author of several books, his most recent, Father Cry, Foundations of Faith, and Fasting Forward, and now his latest endeavor, Empowered 21 Initiative, make our next guest a voice to be reckoned with and listen to. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, an honor indeed, Dr. Billy Wilson. Dr. Wilson, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you, Jensine. It's great to be with you today. I'm looking forward to sharing with all of your listeners around the world.
Well, it's great to have you. Dr. Wilson, for our brief time here today, would you share with our listeners just what is Empowered 21 and the next Empowered 21 Global Congress to be held in London, May 11 to 13, 2016. Dr. Wilson, please tell us that story.
Okay, thank you, Jensine. Empowered 21 really is an outgrowth of an event I led a few years ago called the Azusa Street Centennial. It was the 100-year anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival. It was held in Los Angeles, and we celebrated with over 50,000 people from around the world, 114 nations. That event was about celebrating the past of this movement, the Spirit-empowered, Spirit-filled movement, Pentecostal Charismatic Christianity, that has grown to over 600 million people around the world. Empowered 21 is an outgrowth of that movement, and it is talking about the future of Spirit-empowered Christianity. What do we do about the future? How do we help a new generation connect with the power of the Holy Spirit? What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit in the 21st century? These are some of the kinds of questions we're answering. Now, when I'm asked, and to briefly describe Empowered 21, I would say it's about unity, it's about the Holy Spirit, it's about new generations, and it's about world evangelization. So if you believe in those four things, then you're welcome to be part of this united movement around the world. Empowered 21 has quickly become probably the largest relational network in the history of Spirit-filled Christianity. We have 14 regional teams, leaders that are working together on the future of the movement across all denominations. We have a global council of about 60 leaders that give inspirational oversight of the movement. And Empowered 21 is housed where I'm president at Oral Roberts University. Last year in May, we had a large congress in Jerusalem. We had over 4,500 people there from 70 nations, and a pre-congress in Jordan with over 1,000 people there from nations in the Middle East. It was a wonderful time, and we're now in a strategy over the next few years where every year during Pentecost Sunday week, we're doing a major conference in some region of the world. This year, Europe is hosting a major conference, May 11 through 13, in London, England, where we will call the world together to focus on the power of the Holy Spirit, on the condition of Europe today, and how we can unite together to make a real tangible difference in a continent that's in crisis. So it's going to be an amazing meeting, May 11 through 13 in London. The big vision of Empowered 21, and really what keeps all of these movements and denominations at the table, is something that God gave us a few years ago, which is a focus on 2033. And a question of what could happen if we united together in Christianity by the 2,000-year anniversary of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit as recorded in Acts chapter 2. Now, we chose 2033. Some would say 2030, et cetera, if you're a Bible scholar. It's the longest date, so it gave us the most time to work, and plus it sounded good. But we will be working together over these years to see if possibly we could help every person on this planet have an opportunity to know Jesus Christ. This is our goal. We believe that God's word, that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, is a true word. And we believe it's happening in our generation. Media's helping, church plants, ministries going on, all kinds of missionaries around the world. And really what I feel that is happening in our day in the 21st century is what I call a repersonalization of the gospel. You hear of ta ethne, which is every ethnic group receiving, every nation, Jesus says, go to every nation, every people group, every tribe, every tongue. All of those are worthy goals, even every geopolitical nation in our day to receive the gospel. But I really feel like the Holy Spirit's calling us back to remind us that Jesus came for people. And that when he said, preach the gospel to every creature, it's every individual. And so I believe there's a repersonalization of the gospel going on in our day in the 21st century. And Empowered 21 is wanting to help a new generation be empowered by the Holy Spirit to evangelize the world and finish the Great Commission.
Amen and amen. Beautifully spoken and said. Question. If you're talking to a millennial and they want to know, how do I get filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit? How do you explain that to them?
That's fantastic. Great question. And I do this quite regularly. I teach a class at ORU called Spirit Empowered Living. So I spend one or two class sessions talking about how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. There's several things I mentioned to this generation. First of all, the Holy Spirit's a gift. You can't earn the Holy Spirit. You'll never be good enough. The only way to be good enough is to receive Jesus as your Savior, and you walk in His goodness, His righteousness. So a lot of people don't feel worthy of this experience. Second, you need to hunger for this. You need to really desire this on the inside. The Holy Spirit's not going to knock you over the head, push you in a corner, and cause you to experience His power. So you need to thirst after God and hunger after Him. When that happens, I believe in every situation where people receive the baptism, really the Acts chapter 2 pattern takes place. Now, for your listeners, let me remind them what Acts chapter 2 says. They were all together in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the place where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like fire that set on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke with other tongues as he gave them the ability. Now, what do I mean by that pattern is duplicated in every instance where someone receives the Holy Spirit? First of all, there's a manifestation of God's Spirit. Now, we know the Holy Spirit's everywhere at all times. But there is this moment in life when you sense God is here and God is at work. He was manifested in the upper room in a rushing mighty wind. He may be manifested to you in a still small voice or in a quiet way or in your tears, but you know God's at work. Second, he settled on them. Tongues of fire set on each one of them. Again, receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not a corporate experience, it's a personal experience. And they each one were touched. So when someone's receiving the baptism, the Holy Spirit settles on them. They feel that God has personally touched them. Then he fills us, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. So if we'll open our lives when the Holy Spirit touches us, he wants to fill us up. He wants to fill all the void places in our life and fill our lives up with his presence. And then finally, he flowed out of them. They spoke with other tongues. The world was touched, and 3,000 people were saved before the day was over. So that pattern's always the same. He's manifested. He touches us individually. He fills us. And then if we'll allow him, he will flow out of us, allowing us to connect with God in a brand new way.
Amen and amen. And that is what Empowered is all about in my view. I'm reminded of the scriptures that talk about how Jesus was sent out into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by Satan. But he didn't go out by himself, did he, Dr. Wilson?
No.
He went out under the power of the Holy Spirit when God had landed on him, sent him out. So God gives us those tools. By and large, do you believe that the churches in America, the mega churches, are teaching the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And if not, why not?
Yeah, great question. How do we explain to a new generation the work of the Holy Spirit in a way that they don't think it's weird, okay, or crazy or stupid? We read the book of Acts. This is normal for the believer to receive the baptism. I think a lot of pastors are afraid that perhaps when they talk about this issue, people will think they are weird. They'll think they're unusual. This has always been true in this movement. And so we encourage pastors to preach and teach on the Holy Spirit. We have a big initiative with Empower 21 that every Pentecost Sunday, we encourage pastors all over the world to at least preach and teach on the Holy Spirit and invite a new generation to receive Him. This generation, new generation, has a problem sometimes with tongues. One of the reasons they have a problem with tongues, praying in tongues, speaking in tongues, is because they've seen a lot of people pray and speak in tongues and then not really live too well. So they want more than that. But I tell them, don't throw this away as well. This is normative to the Christian experience. And the prayer language in our life can make a huge difference for us supernaturally. It opens the door to the supernatural. So I encourage our students, yes, the fruit of the Spirit is really how you know if a Christian is mature or not, love, joy, and peace. But the gifts of the Spirit is demonstrating the power of Jesus to our generation, and we need that in our lives. So they need this prayer language and this work of the Holy Spirit. And we will never evangelize our generation without the power of the Holy Spirit. What made Azusa Street powerful is they wanted to reach their generation for Jesus Christ.
Replacement theology being taught in churches today, your view?
My view, wow, that's a biggie. Number one, I don't believe in replacement theology, obviously. God still has a purpose for the Jewish people. And the covenants of old are continuing, especially the physical covenant. However, I'm a little stronger than most in saying the following, which is the only way to be saved, the only way to go to heaven in our generation now, right now, is through Jesus Christ. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. So whether you're Jewish, whether you're from a Muslim background, or whether you're from a Christian home, the only way you're going to make it to eternity forever with God is through Jesus Christ and a personal relationship with Him. The gospel is for the Jew first and also for the Gentile.
Tell us a little bit more about Empower 21, some of the speakers that will be there. Is this open to anyone to come? Please tell us
more.
Okay,
Empower 21 this year will be in London. Next year, Pentecost Sunday week, will be in Singapore. You can register at empowered21.com. Very simple, one word, empowered21.com. So it's going to be a really global event, yet focused on the crisis that's going on in Europe today and what difference the Holy Spirit could make in a continent that has drifted far from God, that is being overwhelmed by immigrants now from the Middle East, and how God could raise up a new generation to impact those people for Jesus Christ. So I invite the world to join us May 11 through 13 in London, England. It's going to be a fantastic event, empowered21.com. We have some of the greatest ministries in Europe that will be with us, people like Nikki Gumbel, Peter Vince, and others from Europe. I'll be there. Dr. George Wood, who's the General Superintendent of the Assemblies of God in the USA, will be preaching. We have people from Asia that are coming in, Africa. Again, it is going to be a stellar event. It's going to be very impactful. We're expecting supernatural things to happen. And way beyond that, we're expecting a download of the Holy Spirit to empower us to touch the world, especially Europe, in our generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to renowned speaker, author, television host, and president of Oral Roberts University and global mobilizer of the Empowered 21 Initiative, bringing together ministry leaders, scholars, and next generation voices from around the world. You can learn more about Dr. Wilson's ministry, mission, and Empowered 21 London gathering by going to empowered21.com. Dr. Wilson, it has been an absolute joy to bring your voice to the airways of testimony for such a time as this. From Jerusalem to London to the nations of the world, you are impacting lives now and for eternity. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Jensine. It's been an honor to be on testimony today, and I just encourage everyone, share your testimony for Jesus Christ.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.